Rolling, stay high.
This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make 'em health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move 'em out, head 'em off, head 'em off. Move 'em out, head 'em off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out.
Can you believe that old wheel is rolling around again? Good Saturday morning to you. We welcome you to Coffee. Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we say good morning to you out there. Hope you're sitting here like I am. And, oh, you can't hear that, but that was my coffee being poured. Got a thermos over here in the Radio Ranch office. And we welcome you, Remnant, and we welcome you gentlemen here with us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And I know you got some good coffee down there with you. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And I know John does. John gets right there by the coffee pot. So, and we welcome all of you out there. Kyle's kind of on some business this morning. He's traveling a little bit, so keep him in your prayers. But we're going to continue on here with Coffee with the Wranglers. Live from the Radio Ranch, this 22nd day of September. Guys, can you believe September's almost over? And here we go. So, it is fall. We stepped right into fall this week, had our 91st day on the first of the week, and here we go. Well, John, will you open us up in prayer, and off we'll go from there.
Sure. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly this morning, Lord, and thankful for all your provisions, and Lord, we pray for this gathering this morning, that you would guide and direct us, that you'd grant us wisdom, that you'd give us the words and the topics that you want your people to hear. Pray that you would arouse the spirits of your people all across the country, and that we would discuss what's important to them. We're grateful for this time that our pastor saw fit to put together, a time for the remnant to speak freely of current day events and whatever's on their mind. In Christ Jesus' name, we ask for your blessings on it. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's how we start Coffee with the Wranglers, with a good morning and a prayer take a pause, drink a cup of coffee, and what direction it goes from there, who knows? There's no staff of writers and researchers to put together a big program for this crew. It's just how it goes and which way it goes. So, man, I'll open it up to you as I take a sip of coffee and say what's on your mind this morning.
What do you got, Jason? I said it first.
No, I did, actually. Well, okay. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about what's going on. It's really interesting that, you know, we have this Libya. I don't know. Did you read any of that, the stuff on that Libya embassy being attacked over there, or supposedly being attacked, I guess would be better phrased?
Well, it seems like the White House and the Department of State and everybody can't get their story right. You know, you still hear
they keep
Obama.
Changing it.
Yeah, you still hear Obama say, "Well, it was because they watched this anti-Muslim movie, and it's our fault." And then everybody else is saying, "Yeah, it was on 9/11, and there was coordinated attack." So I don't know. You know, who can you believe?
Well, the thing is, we have never had. There's never been a U.S. embassy in Benghazi, Libya. First of all, you can go to the website that lists all of the U.S. Embassies in all of the countries on, it's like embassy.us.gov. I can't remember the exact address, but that's where they list all of the embassies that they have, their contact information. We've never had one in that town. We haven't had one within hundreds of miles of that town. There's never been a phone number issued for U.S. embassy in that town, and from what I can gather, it was completely made up. You don't have one in the town. You don't have a phone number for it. You don't have an address for it. There's no buildings on Google Maps on the address that they were using to say that it happened at. It's never been registered as a U.S. embassy. Hey, you know what? There probably wasn't even a U.S. embassy there.
Jason, you're not suggesting this is Wag the Dog, are you?
Oh, man.
Because if you are, I don't know if I can stay on the phone.
If you think I'm just suggesting it, then...
Yeah.
You know, but okay, there's one instance. Now they're saying that 33 countries have burned the U.S. flag in the last 2 weeks. Okay, well, here's one that is what supposedly started it, and what they're making it out to be something. And it's... Everything that I've tried to confirm on it is bogus. So let's just take that one out of the equation and say that one's not there. Okay, then that leaves, 33 or 32 other countries that supposedly burned our flag and had these attacks. Do we know if that's even true? We don't have any way of confirming it. You know, these other countries, if you go to a Russian news network or a European news network, they're not talking about it. So what really is the deal there? Are they trying to use this to stimulate and cause an uprising of Muslims in the United States?
Good point.
It's very possible that they're using situations like this, saying this is what, talking to the Muslims in an esoteric message, saying this is what your people are doing over here, this is what they're doing over there. You guys need to have an uprising here and have a war against the Muslims.
Does kind of seem that way.
You go back to the rules of if there's problems between two people, you look for an unseen third party.
Yep.
And that's what the Jews have always done. The Jews have always come out and said, okay, you two fight, and then they manipulate a war. And it just seems like there's, we're living in those times of wars and rumors of wars. And I believe that that's what all this is, that it's, it's rumors of wars, it's wars, and what is the agenda and who's behind it? That's what people ought to be asking themselves.
Yeah, that's, I would agree.
Is it more, is it just more control, more confiscation? Every time that there's something like this, we have supposedly a terrorist attack. Are they going to call it a terrorist attack if the Muslims, blow up a church here in the United States? I don't know. But I know one thing, that you look at the outcome of it, an outcome of it would be they'd crack down on everybody's freedoms.
Yeah, well, look at what they could do or use it, you know, to block video on the internet, you know. Oh, like, let's say God Save America again, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, exactly. They can say, well, this could stimulate hate and could cause riots and do this and that and label it as terrorism.
Yep.
And, you know, they were making such a big deal out of that, I don't know, 13-minute video that bashed Mohammed, and they were saying that that's what started it. It was a trailer, 13-minute trailer that, you know, supposedly started all this. I don't know. Has anybody watched it?
No.
No.
I don't know if you can.
No.
Can you?
No.
Oh, yeah. I watched it. It was pretty dumb. And the thing is, I mean, it was all right.
A cartoon?
Yeah, it's animated.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it did bash their prophet Muhammad. But you know, they do it. They have stuff like that about every religion out there, all over the place. So
yeah,
you know, for
well,
them
you
to
see,
say,
they brought back Piss Christ to New York. To the art gallery, you know.
Really?
That they bring it back right at this time, basically just rubbing it in their face, you know.
Yeah, where's the uprising?
You won't see it. You won't see it at all.
Yeah.
There won't be an uprising.
No.
You won't, because the people here are too neutered.
Yep. Hey, Jason, how do we get pig's blood paintballs?
I'm working on it.
I'm thinking
like a crop duster.
I'm telling you, yeah, exactly. Or a fire retardant plane. But anyways, you think about it, you shut them with paintball with pig's blood, they'd probably kill themselves. Don't they believe that if they touch that unclean that they don't get their 70 virgins or whatever?
I remember after 9/11, there was guys that were talking about how they needed to come up with, you know, these like a spraying system on the commercial airliners, where if something, if they had a terrorist attack on it, that they could spray them with pig's fat and make them think that they're not going to heaven, and then they'd quit attacking. But I don't know. I like peace through superior firepower better, but just my opinion.
Yeah, or just a jar to dip the bullets in, that'd probably be alright.
Yeah.
Interesting times we're living.
It is interesting times, and you look at, you know, just the deception. It's just so obvious that there's so much deceiving and being deceived going on, you know. I mean, you take this, it was on the front of every newspaper across this country on this embassy in Libya being attacked. And you talk about smoke and mirrors, wag the dog, all over again. And, you know, I mean, I've talked to several people already that are like, you know, I mean, they are so freaked out over what has happened over there in Libya and these other countries. And the thing is, how do you know what the truth is? They've got such a monopoly on the news, and I think people are just now starting to grasp that they have such a monopoly on our media.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to go off on something else, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, you look at the polls too, you know, supposedly these polls that are put Obama way ahead of Romney. Not that it matters to us, but it's just ridiculous. They're just trying to mold people's opinion, you know, trying to brainwash them, basically. But
yeah,
they're actually doing a good job of it. Yeah.
And they know that our people are followers, and when they come out and they tell people, oh, that he's ahead, you know, by 10 points. People want to naturally be on the winning side. And it's just a form of manipulation. You know, but they don't tell you, you know, what's hard to find is like, a board in Kansas is trying to decide whether to remove President Obama from the state ballot over objections about his birth certificate. Now, I mean, that's a huge deal. They postponed it, and they're supposed to make a decision on Monday. But that's a whole state that, you know, they're thinking about and contemplating on having him removed off of the ballot. They've done the same thing in Georgia and several other states. So that tells
me. I think that's just to appease those that are still questioning his birth certificate. I guarantee you they ain't going to take him off the ballot.
Well, I
don't know
if that happens somewhere. I mean, you know, and
it's possible.
You know, if the thing that you got to remember is, if you want change and you're praying for something different, you know, it's going to start somewhere. So, you know, the things that are impossible to man are possible through God. So, it just depends on where we're at.
Right.
You know, in what chapter. But, you know, and that's what we got to remember.
I agree.
But as you look at these, one thing I've noticed here is, you know, you don't see very many campaign signs. Remember how at the last election, even here out in the rural part of the city where we live, there was a lot of campaign signs, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody in their left-wing liberal brother had the Obama stickers on their cars, and you could drive around town and see them.
Yeah. Another interesting thing is what always happens is close to the election, fuel prices drop, and look what's going on. So just makes you wonder if they already know the outcome, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which I wouldn't doubt. With today's technology, you would think that they could just program in whatever they want.
Well, and it makes you wonder, too, if with this whole Muslim thing, if they're trying not to get an uprising in the United States so they can declare martial law, so we get stuck with this president for until they see this out.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I mean, you never know. They're always... They're thinking way in advance, and you know, it's the consciousness of the people, at least the people that I've talked to, it's pretty amazing because nobody has anything good to say about the president, and they're pretty open about it. Whereas 4 years ago, it was, well, you know, I don't want to be racist or sound racist. Now people are not caring a whole lot. I remember when he got elected, I said, that monkey there, he's going to turn a lot of people into racists. And I know that people are open around it, about it now.
Right. You still got those diehard Obama lovers, but...
Well, I think that just proves what the Word of God says when it says that the people love to have a lie. And they love the lie rather than the truth. And
either that or they're two fourfold sons of hell, or they're sons of hell themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a terror is going to vote for a terror. And a twofold son of hell is going to be on the side of a terror as well. You know, because they love destruction. And they look at the destruction. They don't see it like we see it. They look at it as good. This is good. That's what they do. They come to steal, kill, and destroy.
They are destroyers, for sure.
It's not necessarily that they're just deceived. There's some that are deceived, but there's a lot of them, and I think there's a lot more than we realize that want to see the destruction take place.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think of it. If you look Obama at what, wins again, then we're hastening the day of the Lord, you know.
Yeah, when you look at things like how GM, after the big bailout, how they've pretty much, the investment in the new places they've opened and the new jobs they've created
China.
Are all in China.
Yeah, 70%.
Yeah, and so you look at things like that, and then you hear, I saw it just, oh, this past week, I guess, but and you see their CEO addressing, you know, how they're so glad to be partnering with China, and they know their growth and the survival of their company is tied in with China.
Yep.
And I just couldn't help when I saw that, thinking that, well, see, that's just what the people do. They want to destroy this nation. And I got a chance to talk with old Mr. Plowboy Paul about that a little bit this week, back in Minnesota, I guess?
Michigan.
And we talked about that a little bit this week on the phone. And that's what it is. They are destroyers, just like you said, Jason. And they are destroying, but they plan on continuing on. And they have no love of this land. They have no love of this land.
That's in Saginaw, Michigan, is the world's biggest steering gear manufacturing plant. And you think about it, steering box is pretty important. If it fails, you crash and burn, you know. And pretty much everything that you drive, you need a steering box. So it's a critical component to building vehicles. Anyways, it's been forever there in Saginaw, Michigan. That's why they actually call it Saginaw steering boxes, but apparently they sold that to the Chinese. So there's another plant that who knows how many jobs will be shipped overseas again.
Yeah, and it's happening all over. As the you know we, but again, it's God's words coming true that we are we have been sold for nothing, and although many of his people have been redeemed, there's many that just continue to stay sold.
Yeah. Well, good news is I think there's somewhat of an awakening going on, and there's a group of people that are looking for something, and my prayer is that they would find the truth, you know, find the true gospel and obey it. So the way out of this thing,
absolutely, that's, you know,
2 Chronicles 7:14, you know.
Yep, and realize that that's a message to them.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and where does it start? It starts right here.
Right. Starts in the heart. I've got to soften that heart first. The world's done an amazing job of hardening people's hearts. Just like Dad taught us for years, you know.
Yeah, hearts, minds.
Yep. So. So, did you get any drops up there yet?
I'm sorry, Jason. What was that, Jason?
Well, I just was going to say that it's so important to remember to pray that you're not deceived, and you know, continue to meditate on these things. That, you know, if you are deceived, you know, ask for wisdom, ask for knowledge, ask for understanding, ask to see where you are deceived at. You know, and it's one of those things that it's a humbling prayer, because nobody likes to ask, because when you're asking for something, you're realizing that you don't have it. You know, and to realize that you don't have it all figured out, you got to you have to ask for it. So it's a humbling prayer, and that's why most people won't pray it.
Yeah.
And unless you become like a child, and do that. And what does a child do? A child has to ask his parents for things. He has to ask Dad. And it's a good point, Jason. The people don't want to humble themselves. They think that it's just all, that everything is fine and dandy. And I'd encourage you, I mentioned it Thursday night, I'd encourage you to read Ecclesiastes. Small book, right after Proverbs.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. And, you know, there's several... There's several, you know, sayings that are common to our, you know, our vocabulary that you find in Ecclesiastes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a time for everything. A time, you know, to kill, and a time to heal. a time to weep and a time to laugh, and so all of that is in Ecclesiastes, you know, as well as the eat, drink, and be merry. And you know, certainly when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you need to, I think, read it with a little understanding that you might see a little sarcasm in there. But it, you know, it starts out, and I think it could have just done. He could have just said verse 1 and 2 and been done with it, because verse 2 really sums it up. And it says, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." And you know, the people thinking that everything that they're doing, whether they're making their money on Wall Street or whatever it is that they're doing, but doing it apart of Christ, apart from Christ, is all vanity.
Yeah, I highlighted Ecclesiastes 1, 8 and 9. "All things are worrisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there's nothing new under the sun."
Yep.
Kind of sounds like that old wheel, huh?
Oh, it does. It does.
So what else is going on out in the world?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Well, I did get to talk to Paul this week, and you know, he's kind of reported to us, and you can hear Paul on the Solutions program at 6 p.m. on Tuesday nights, right here from the Radio Ranch. And we've talked this year just about how this past summer they've had almost no rain there in the Midwest and upper Midwest, and how the crops have been burning up in the field. And I asked him how things were looking there, and he said that the crops are dismal. What little bit that did grow is just as pathetic looking as you could imagine. He said the crop seemed to be almost non-existent. And he said as far as the cattle and that type of, that part of the agricultural industry that he's seeing there, he said it's just people are unloading their cows left and right. Now the prices of cattle are still up at almost record highs. I think they peaked out last year. They're not quite to that, but they're still higher than they've been in quite a while, barring last year. And he said that he was hearing that there were feedlots in Indiana that were only taking cattle that came within 50 miles of the feedlot. So if you live 75 miles away, they wouldn't take your cattle. They had so much cattle running through.
Wow.
And he alluded that, and we both talked about one, because prices are still up. Who's buying all this cattle? You know, it's an incentive right now to sell your cattle because prices are way high. And if you're looking at somebody that had 200 or 300 head, and they could sell them out now versus even 2 or 3 years ago, they double their money. And it just kind of got me thinking, like you were talking earlier, Jason, about that unseen third party. You know, why? You know, the people, certainly the ranchers' expenses have gone up like everybody else. There's a lack of food, of corn to feed. And the people that do have corn, it's the price of it is doubled there in the Midwest for feed. And the hay prices have doubled over the last 2 years. And it just sure seems to be that along those same lines, that there's an unseen third party controlling this, keeping the prices up to where it looks good now. It seems like a good choice now to go ahead and get out, get your cattle sold, and do something else. But what are the people going to do for beef when the cattle are sold? When the people in you know, the ranches, whether they're here or in Indiana, the people, the feedlots aren't running cattle. So anyway, that was just some of the things we were talking about that he we've spoken of the famine that's coming, and he said he sure sensed that something something that...
I thought that cattle prices were going down out in the Midwest because there's so many that are selling.
Well...
Because I talked to a man who's on the ministry who runs cattle, and he was buying when everybody else was selling. And,
yeah.
And they're all saying, you're nuts, you know. And,
right.
And turned out he was right because they ended up getting a fair amount of rain there in Missouri, and he stands to make a nice profit based on buying a bunch of cows when everybody else was selling.
Well, I think regionally that has gone up and down, but I know when I've looked down in Florida, and based on what Paul was saying, the numbers of cattle that are being sold, I looked down even at our little local auction houses around here, and auction yards and the numbers, you know, thousands of cattle are running through there.
Yeah.
And
well, if you think about it, what we're going to have is a glut of meat and beef for a while. But then what, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is nobody's replacing them. You know,
I
was talking to somebody that works down here at this local dairy, and they were talking about maybe selling off all their cows. They said that if they could... This is the first year that it would work out where if they sold all their cows that they were raising for next year and turned around and bought them back next spring, and if they had to pay $1,000 more per head than they sold them for, they would still be money ahead. And
wow. Because
that has never happened in history before.
Right.
But, you know, when we were talking, I said, well, what if you can't buy them back for $1,000 more? What if you had to pay $2,000 a head more?
Yeah, exactly.
Or three? You know, because are they going to be available?
Well, that's the thing.
You never know. Everybody's always used to saying, okay, well, you know, there'll always be cows to buy. I'm not so sure. You look at how much more, every year we've been increasing the amount of beef that we're importing to this country, and now it's a substantial amount of the beef that we eat here in the United States coming from other countries. So, and with the prices high and price of hay high, you know, really, price of cows isn't high enough for the price that it costs to feed them.
Yeah. So is that what they're saying, is the money they would save because of the cost of feed?
Yeah, cost of feed and labor and that sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, praise God, we got the rain even when most of the country was in a drought.
We did.
Or we'd be making those same decisions.
Yeah, we have, it's pretty dry up here right now. I think you mentioned earlier, John asked if we had a frost or anything, and it's been 10 days ago. On a Thursday morning, we did get a pretty good little frost. Got down to about 31 degrees, but I've seen mosquitoes flying since then, because we've been up in the 70s. It's been unseasonably warm for the middle of September here, because we have been in the 70s, but we were down about 39 this morning. And this next week, we're looking to be in the 60s for highs and lows in the mid-30s. So it's coming. It's been slow
supposed
coming.
To be in the 80s here today and tomorrow, I think.
Wow.
But, you know, talking about the drought, I just happened to see this paper when I was walking through the store the other day, and I picked it up, and it was USA Today from September. Huh, what do they make them now for a couple days? This one says September 21 through 23rd.
Yeah, the USA Today has a weekend edition that covers the weekend, and then during the week, they're daily during the week.
Front page, Dateline, Drought, USA. Midwest canvas is painted by cracked earth, economic devastation, and upended lives. The story behind that mystery. Insurance adjuster declared Dennis Green's 800-acre farm in Lawrence, Illinois, a total loss. Yeah, it's just talking about, not only is it affecting the crops, but the water is so low in the Mississippi and, I don't know which one, Illinois, I guess, that, or the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers, that, they can hardly even run the barges anymore to move the quantities of, material that they normally do. And then you look at that compounded by business that's affected by fishing and boating and, you know, I don't know if you guys have been up to Horsetooth lately, but it's not much different than when they drained it.
Wow.
Because of the fire and the ash, they haven't dumped the river water back into the reservoir, that, they all the local municipalities, Greeley and Loveland and all them, are just pulling water right out of that. So that sucker's pretty close to running low. So it's all around us.
Seems like I read that a man in the Bible prayed and it didn't rain for 3 years.
Yep.
And I think certain areas are seeing that again. Like you read, that surely there is nothing new under the sun. The droughts, the plagues, the pestilence that we read about in this Bible, they're there, people. They are there, remnant, for our learning, so that we can see the mistakes that were made in the past, so that we learn from them and don't make them again, so as to again bring the wrath of God on us.
Yeah, the United Nations was warning that the world's food supply is dangerously low, and that the stage appears to be set for a worldwide famine, you know. So when the United Nations is saying that, then it's hard to believe that they would even...
Well, I think that it's, John, the thought that occurs to me is when they say that, I think it ties back in with what Jason was saying earlier. There's that unseen third party, and they're saying it.
Raising so prices,
that,
yeah.
So they can raise prices, and so that they can bring it about.
Yep.
So that they can bring it about.
Well, it's a law of warfare.
Yeah.
It they is. Have to tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Well, I guess we could open up the phone lines this morning. Folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live this September 22nd, 2012. Broadcasting from the Radio Ranch, just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. Got the Ranch Wranglers here. And this program will be rebroadcast on Monday night at the live hour, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central. We found that there's just a whole nother audience that, and a whole different array of, I don't know if that's the word, just a different shortwave reception in the evening. And it was something that Pastor came up with. But we do rebroadcast this on Monday. We ask you to tune in on Tuesday night, an hour earlier, 6 p.m. for Solutions, and then 7 p.m. for Saddle Up. Sure want you to join us on Wednesday night for Wednesday night prayer meeting. Thursday night, I'll have the program, 7 times 70. And tune in Friday night for Jason's Gideon's Armory. And then, of course, that's back to next Saturday for Coffee with the Wranglers. So that's what we do here live on the radio. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. Calvin here.
Good morning, Calvin.
Yeah, I got a... interesting, I was listening last night or night before last to the radio on this scenario on how they have all of these different news items that keep us focused on things that, and not letting the truth that's behind the scenes. As Pastor used to say, beware of these guys. We play checkers, they play chess.
Right.
And so with the news item that I got on what Bernanke has started on the 13th. And you talk about Joseph and the 7 lean years and the 7 years that were fat back down there in Egypt. The people eventually gave up all their land and became slaves. Well, Bernanke's $40 billion a month to buy up all of the mortgage properties in the United States. And so it's all theirs.
Yeah,
and take those mortgages... Yeah. And secret arrangement with the bankers, take all of those and trade them for government treasury bills, and then use the treasuries, 90% of them, to invest in the hedge funds. How interesting it is. They have killed so many birds with that one stone. They've stopped the judges from finding people who had mortgages and couldn't find out who to pay for them because they couldn't trace the title. That they didn't have to pay. Well, they ended that. And eventually we will be, those who have mortgages, I don't, be in a, that the U.S. government, quote unquote, would be the owner, the new landlord of the United States. Isn't that interesting, fellas?
I think it is, Calvin. And, you know, we said earlier that the stories in the Bible are for our learning.
Absolutely.
And what John read in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun.
Isn't that right?
Our enemies believe the word better than we do at times. They do know it, and they believe it. And so here they are doing it all over again, just like you mentioned, Calvin, just like Joseph of old did.
Yep. And what brought to mind was when Martin Luther was being tormented in one of his, I guess he was in his cell trying to write something, and he got so angry he threw the inkwell and it hit the wall because he was being tormented, and he said, "Oh, it's only you," and he was speaking apparently to the, addressing the devil. He says, "Oh, I don't have to worry about him." You know, but it was funny how you can get distracted on what's important. And we, the sheep, are so easily distracted if we buy that. And just got to remember, our Savior reigns. He is the King of Kings, and we do have a destiny. We will eventually get our land back.
Amen. Amen.
And that's because it's His land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And that blessing, but it was sure interesting to see how the scenario, these guys never miss a trick, do they? They print money out of thin air, buy up all the mortgages, trade them for T-bills, and then invest them on the market. Boy, oh boy. What a group.
Quite a scam.
Well,
huh?
Good news. I was kind of interested because the breeding stock, these people sell all of their cattle, and there'll be a limited breeding stock, so what are they going to replace them with? So they're trying to kill off the future of our people, or peoples. And I don't think we know they're not going to prevail. That's all there is to it. Because our God reigns.
Amen. Amen, Calvin.
Well, I've been praying for you fellas, and keep up the good work, and can't wait to listen to the message for tomorrow, along with the ones today. And we ask the Lord for His blessing on you Wranglers and all of your precious belongings.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll say good morning.
Thanks a lot, Calvin. Have a great weekend. Bye. Sure good to hear from Calvin. Yeah, it's interesting what he says about, you know, the back on the cattle producing the replacement herd. And Jason, I know we've talked about it in the past, that we noticed here, and it seems like everybody we talk to is that way, that there are fewer heifers being born, even in the cattle industry. We were, about a third, I think? In most years past, it has run almost 50-50 within just one or two. And in talking with other people in the cattle industry, they've seen that as well.
I think we've always run higher bulls than heifers, but on an average of people around us, it seems like they've always it's always worked out about 50-50.
Yeah,
I think that's because of our abundance of testosterone due to our teachings from Dr. Peter.
I believe so too, and I think that's what Dad always thought too.
Right, right.
I'm telling you, I think it is, man. I talked to some brothers there in Missouri, and they're saying that they're still like 50-50, and I'm like, well, I don't know. There's something going on here. Apparently, we got more testosterone than you guys. You know, like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because some of the bulls, you know, our older bulls came from back back in that area. But I'd seen some reports where Canada, you know, back in the looking at beef coming in and out of the U.S. and how Canada back 10 or 12 years ago had really decreased their cow herd quite a bit. And if you look at just one of the other things that's happened in Canada in the last 10 or 12 years, the amount of imports of foreign people that have come into Canada. And I don't think we really have time to get into all that, but I sure don't want to see that here. But we are seeing it.
What do you do? Are you kidding me?
Well, I just mean those, and somehow those two are tied together. I'm not sure how, but they are. Our enemies are working to that global economy. You know, we have friends in Canada, and you know how here you'll see road signs and menus and things like that in English and Spanish. That in a lot of your major Canadian cities. They have two languages that they show it in. You want to guess what they are?
Huh?
They're English.
Yeah.
And Chinese.
And Brent was mentioning that.
Yep, and that's what he's told us, is that you're seeing that more and more. Well, we got another caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning. This is Paul from Louisiana.
Well, howdy, Paul.
Hey, I just wanted to call this morning. Thank you all for keeping the broadcast and the live services and all going. You know, it's definitely a blessing to everybody out here on the outskirts, so we really appreciate that. And also just had a few thoughts about you're talking about the food supply here this morning. You know, for one thing, what this is doing, you know, it also has the potential of creating a famine. Not only is just a food shortage, but it's just further depleting the quality of food that everyone is eating. You know, if they don't have beef to eat, they're going to eat something else, but it's more just, you know, trash food, and just furthers that plague of eating and not being filled. And, you know, the other thing is, one reason I think why people are having to sell so many cattle and such right now is that, you know, the farmers have bought off the same as everyone else on the lie, you know, just maximize your profits, you know, and everything that we do is geared towards, you know, specialization and making the most money, and that sustainable family farm just isn't in existence anymore. You know, a lot of people, if you could, you know, instead of operation where they could be running, you know, 30 or 40 cows, self-sufficient, you know, without a lot of grain and supplements, you know, they're trying to maximize everything. We're running 60 and 70 cows.
Right.
So just, you know, that big, so the big bakers and, you know, the systems, you know, affecting your farmers as well.
Amen. Good points.
A lot of courage.
Thank y'all for everything you do.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for the call. What'd you have, John?
Well, the thought occurred to me too. Are they trying to get rid of like a breed, you know, like a purebred breed, and then once you sell off that breed and it's slaughtered and gone, then, you know, all of a sudden you go to buy back, like Jason was talking with these cows, you go to buy back cows to build a herd, and all of a sudden you got some sort of hybrid, you know, that you don't know what you got. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, it's very possible. Or there's nothing to buy back, period.
Yeah. Well, it's just like,
you know, but you look at what, you know, everything with, you know, with all the stuff that they're feeding this genetically modified corn and soybeans and all that kind of stuff, it's like, yeah, you gotta be real careful what you're eating anyway.
Right.
But I know they do attack bloodlines. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. It could be. I mean, they're doing it to the Caucasian race. Why wouldn't they do it to a breed of animal that was engineered by God, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. The thought just occurred to me, and I wouldn't doubt it.
I thought about that a lot. I've seen where they have done that over time with a lot of different bloodlines on a lot of different kind of animals. I mean, they're extinct.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no shortage of things to pray for and against, that's for sure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, speaking of praying, we sent out a prayer request yesterday for Pat back in the southeast. And I just thought I emailed back that we would sure do that. And I just thought we'd lift her up again today. And we sent it out on the prayer chain yesterday, but she had basically some bleeding ulcers and ended up a few days in ICU and whatnot. And her prayer request was this: please pray over the blood I was given and the medications administered and that I am taking. I'm praying as well as Jerry that our omnipotent and mighty God and King can and does do all things and will purify this foreign blood and medicines. I eagerly await for communion this Sunday. And that's from Pat. So if you will join me and by all means close out this prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift this Christian sister up to you, Lord. We ask, just as she said, that, and we stand believing with her, but we ask that you would cleanse, Lord, any anything foreign that she's had into her body, oh Lord. That, Lord, it would just, you would cleanse it and let it be just perfect and let it work to good for her healing, for her restoration. Lord, even though she's been in that hospital, Lord, we pray for your rejuvenation to be upon her. We ask for a complete and total healing, that whatever caused these bleeding ulcers, whatever they say that it was, that, Lord, that would not return, and that she would continue to walk in good health. We just give you all the praise and glory for it, Lord. We know your enemy and our enemy comes against us in many ways, shapes, and forms. And we stand with her and pray an extra shield of protection upon her and Jerry, that they would be able to withstand the attacks from the evil one, and that your grace would be sufficient. And we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for the blessing they've been to the ministry and to the remnant out there. We lift them up to you for healing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come in agreement with our brother Richard, and we're grateful for Pat and Jerry and the war that they've waged on the music in this country, and what a blessing they've been to the remnant in that aspect. And Lord, we pray for a complete cleansing of that blood, that the blood of Christ would wash through her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Remove any impurities from her blood, organs, all through the body. And I sense that there's stress and anxiety in their lives, and I just pray that you would grant them a peace, and that they would know that they can place that at the foot of Jesus Christ as well. He not only bore our sins, he bore our diseases and our infirmities so that we don't have to. Grant them a stronger faith that you're in control of each and everything that happens. And just proclaim the healing power of Jesus Christ to flow into her even now as we speak. We're grateful for the healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I think we've got time for another caller. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. This is Robbie down in Texas. Good to hear you guys this morning. I'm enjoying the show. I just want to take a second and thank you for this resource catalog that I picked up when I was up there at the bookstore the other day. I had looked through the website trying to get some information, but until I got the resource catalog, I didn't understand how much material was available through the ministry. This catalog is like a graduate-level course in Christian teaching. There's identity, there's baptism, there's family planning. This is a great thing. I'd like to just encourage all the listeners to contact Scriptures for America and get the 2011 resource catalog. It's a really great thing. Thanks, guys. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
And Robbie's right. That catalog is it is a good resource, and there's times we can't even keep them in supply. We sure have them in stock, and it does list all the messages, all the numbered messages that the Pastor Peters did. It's got many of the messages from others like Colonel Jack Moore and Pastor Earl Jones. So if you'd like that, you can write to us and request it. Our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, and request the catalog. We'll send it to you at no charge, but we do ask for a $5 donation for it, because it takes money to print it, takes money to ship it out to you. And postage rates have gone up faster than beef prices, I can tell you that. So, but if you'd like that catalog, you can write to us and request it. If you'd rather look at it on the website, you can go to the website, scripturesforamerica.org, and click on the Resource Center. It's over on the left-hand side. And we have the items that are in the catalog are up on the Resource Center. And some of the newest items that we've added, like the Scriptures for America Dragon Slayer t-shirt that has the Dragon Slayer on it, that we got at a family in Texas on the ministry, print them up for us, and we just got a new batch in. And so we have that up there. And the latest book that we've printed, booklet from Pastor Peters, Preachers Are Pimps, that's up there as well. You can order it, and you can also make online donations there. We had many on the ministry ask over the years for that, that they would like to be able to do that to, through PayPal. And so we don't promote it heavily, but we do try to, I don't know what the word would be, man, not appease the sheep, but at least make it as easy as possible to get the information out, but also for the remnant out there to support this ministry. And that's how you out there help us to get this gospel message out. That's how you can help us to keep these broadcasts going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So again, the website's scripturesforamerica.org. And then you can see the complete broadcasting schedule at the network website, sfawbn.com. Well, gentlemen, any closing comments as we wrap up another morning with Coffee with the Wranglers?
No, just try to, the Lord opens the doors and makes the provisions, try to make that Christian retreat we have planned up there between Christmas and New Year's, somewhere in the mountains of Colorado, and I think the Holy Spirit's leading us towards having that a solemn assembly as well, to cry out and seek God's face and follow 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I would be in prayer about that.
Amen. And there's a registration form that is in the Dragon Slayer newsletter that is being printed. Probably be shipped out next week. That'll be Volume 7. If you're on our newsletter mailing list, you probably just got Volume 6, but we're back on track and doing our best to keep those Dragon Slayers coming to you. So look for that one, Volume 7. There's a registration form in for the 2012 Winter Family Retreat and Solemn Assembly. We do invite you, as we wrap up this program, we invite you to church tomorrow morning, right here, same place, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. Join us for the live church broadcast from the LaPorte Church of Christ. Well, men, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Stay high.
that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.